Politics brings out people's best and worst, and the deeply weird. For example, the 2012 prize for stupidest thing said about women was in the bag for those two GOP Senate candidates who flashed voters with gross displays of their masculine boorishness and ignorance on the topic of rape. But then, out of far-right field came Janice Lane to snatch the prize from the men. President of the Central Mississippi Tea Party, Ms. Lane blurted to a reporter that the worst change in American politics was letting women vote. "There is nothing worse than a bunch of mean, hateful women," she explained. "They are diabolical, double-minded. You can never trust them." Janice added that she always preferred to have a male boss. Speaking of which, take Donnie Trump, please. On election night, he surpassed his own world record in the egomaniacal high jump by sending tweets complaining that Obama was being declared president even though he had lost the popular vote. "Revolution," tweeted the twit, "let's fight like hell and stop this great and disgusting injustice." Only, Obama had won the popular vote, leaving the penthouse revolutionary looking even more ridiculous than usual. Maybe Holly Solomon has the only effective solution for shutting down the Donald's irritating ego explosions. A Romney backer from suburban Phoenix, she was not only distraught that Obama had been reelected, but also infuriated that her hubby, Daniel, had failed to vote, as though he had personally caused Romney's loss. Finally, her fury erupted in a parking lot where he had gotten out of the car as she was yelling at him for his civic inadequacy. Fury turned into bedlam, for Holly chased him in the car, still yelling, and ran him down, leaving poor Daniel pinned under the vehicle in critical condition. This is Jim Hightower saying, be careful, it's weird out there.